When it comes to sibling rivalry, well, many of you will know it can be fierce. But it's not a problem for guitar virtuosos, the Gregorian brothers, Slava and Leonard, who have embraced the opportunity to collaborate and work to each other's strengths. They released their first album together back in 2003, and they've been recording and performing together ever since, to great acclaim across Australia and around the world. To push the family connection further, they started studying music early on. Their mother, Irina, is a viola player, and their father, Edward's, a violinist. In fact, he did the arrangements for their latest album, Songs Without Words. I spoke with the Gregorian brothers, Slava and Leonard, earlier.
Morning.
Morning.
There's 9 years age difference. You're not twins.
No.
But does the brother thing, the sibling thing, give you an edge when it comes to playing together?
Yeah, we think it very much does. I mean, we've been playing together ever since Lenny was 4 years old. So we kind of grew up, you know, being surrounded by each other's sounds, not all of them musical. And the level of communication is very high, and it's very hard for us to do this with anyone else.
Leonard, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but it is possible when you're four and your older brother is, what, 9 years older, I think, that you could be growing up in the shadow of your brother. Did you find that, and did it make a difference when Slava went overseas for a period? Did that change?
Well, I still feel this to this day. The shadow, it's been cast for no, it's, look, it's, it, for me, it was such a lucky thing to grow up and, you know, listen to Slav practicing around the house. First of all, that was the biggest inspiration for me to actually want to pick up the instrument. But then you're right, when Slav was just out of high school, he moved to London, and he was there for about 4 years, I think. And in that time, I think I was about, I don't know, about 10 or something, or 11 when you left. That's when I developed as a musician, and we avoided all that, the rivalry aspect, I think, because of that. We weren't ever in direct competition or anything like that. So we sort of developed separately in a way. And then when Slav came back, we started playing together and touring, and, you know, we're still doing it.
You're very well known now. You've played with all the major orchestras, I think, in this country, and overseas you've played too. But I'm interested in the fact that you also tour a lot regionally in this country. What's that about, and how does regional Australia embrace classical music?
Oh, great question. That's the thing, I think, in our professional lives that gives us the most pleasure, hopping on the, you know, in a bus and going on the road. We spread it out throughout a year, and we kind of play everywhere. We have great sound system that we travel with, so we can set up in any old community hall in any regional town, and we're always very happy with our sound in these fantastic rooms, and the audiences are so incredibly warm.
Do they come in numbers?
They do, absolutely. I mean, we often get more enthusiastic and larger numbers than in towns where we play all the time. But having that connection with the audience and coming back, we try to come back to these towns at worst every 2 years. So seeing the same audience again, you can actually remember specific people, conversations that you've had, and share more and more music. It really becomes part of our development as well as their musical development.
In contrast to playing in the country halls is a gig you've got coming up soon where you are going to be playing, supporting K.D. Lang. Is that a big gig for you, and how did that come about?
It is a big gig because it's such a different audience, you know, different to what we're used to.
It's a bit bigger.
A little bit bigger.
Just above a few.
I did this support act for KD on my own about 8 years ago. And I remember talking to her and the band about my brother and how much I wanted to do this with him. And the very last gig of that tour was at the State Theatre in Sydney, and Lenny came along and we ended up doing our duo set. So it's been, you know, really nice to get asked back to do this so many years later as a duo. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, you've got a new album out. The song you're going to play for us is from the album. Tell us a bit about the song.
This is one by the great Russian composer Tchaikovsky. Not someone that you associate with guitar music at all. Actually, all of the music on this album has never been done on the guitar. But this is a really short and beautiful piece of his called None But the Lonely Heart. And I think it's one of his sort of earliest works. But it's really beautiful.
Originally for piano and voice.
Let's hear how it goes on dueling guitars. Tchaikovsky didn't know what he was missing out on, not composing for the guitars. Great job, Slava and Leonard Gregorian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
The Gregorian brothers, Slava and Leonard, and they've just released their latest album, Songs Without Words.